This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station and great radio stations out there all along the Genesis Communications Network, that's GCN Live on the website, and also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets across America, as well as some leading independent stations dropped in just for good measure around the country. And, of course, we broadcast on the Internet and the satellite, the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, we appreciate you, and we particularly want to emphasize our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Appreciate what you're doing. The FedEx and the UPS drivers who just got a $30 billion pay raise from UPS, the company, to be scattered out to the rank and file, 340,000 of them. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang out there hauling the mail everywhere, and our suicide jockeys that deliver the gas and all the different petroleum products to us. We appreciate you. Now, you can follow us also on Facebook, if you have Facebook, where there is the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Join that, and you can send us messages off that website that we'll get and communicate with us back and forth. And our chat room is simply the Captain's Group over on Facebook, the Captain's Group. Now, we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, True Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can hear our podcast not only on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, not only over at gcnlive.com, my flagship stations, AM860 and AM930, The Answer, but also on Amazon Music, on Spotify, Player FM, Radio Iguana in India, Radio Boom Play in Africa, Google, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcasts as well as your local stations you're listening. Many of them have the link there for my podcast or my website, so we appreciate that. Now, let's go on over here and jump on and pick up Kyle Warren out there in California, IA. So, Mr. Kyle Warren, good morning to you, and welcome to hour number two.
Good morning, Captain. Hello to everybody out there this morning.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention that it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. 82 degrees right now, partly cloudy. Not much of a wind, but there is a little bit of a breeze, just a little bit of a breeze, but it's going to be another nice warm day here. Bermuda shorts and T-shirts and another day at the beach for a lot of people, you know what I mean?
Sure.
All right. Are you ready, sir, to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, guess who's going up to the Hill today to testify in front of the House Judiciary Committee?
Is it Mr. Mayorkas?
Yes, it is. Alejandro Mayorkas, the the Secretary of Homeland Security is going up there where he's going to answer for his offenses, and I do mean offenses because I got a whole list of grievances here. Republicans have called for an investigation into the Department of Homeland Security and the Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his impeachment amid the ongoing border crisis, because since assuming office in February 2021, Mayorkas has overseen the Biden administration's disastrous handling of the southern border and its failed immigration policies. Now, the House Committee on Homeland Security last week released a report alleging Mayorkas intentionally failed to secure the border. The 112-page report said he refused to enforce the nation's border laws, failed to carry out his duties, implemented measures that actively encouraged and facilitated mass illegal immigration, and repeated false claims about the border. The committee considered Mayorkas guilty of dereliction of duty. Wow.
And this has been brewing for some time in terms of the House, you know, the GOP-led House, of course, wanting to go after Mayorkas for these very things that you're just talking about.
Wouldn't you?
Well, of course, the contrary to that coming from the Democrats would be, oh, no, the border's secure. There's not a huge problem.
It's not, and they can't say it is. It's not, they can't say it is, and here's why. Since Joe Biden took office, there have been approximately 5.7 million encounters at the southern border and 1.5 million gotaways. We don't even know who the hell got in and where they went. Illegal immigrants have entered but have not been detained. Now, following the repeal of Title 42, which, by the way, has been put on hold again by a federal judge, the Biden administration used misleading numbers to paint a rosy picture of the border, but illegal immigration remained near record-level numbers, with more than 485,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States since May of this year.
Well, that's right. So what we're supposed to believe that, you know, this is a huge sort of manufactured crisis. And I guess, Captain, it's coming from the same people that say, you know, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Joe Biden didn't know anything about Hunter Biden stuff. So, you know, we just need to, like, drop the whole thing because there's just nothing to see here.
Yep. And Mayorkas is a lawyer, but he's an incompetent lawyer that can't even follow the law that's right there in front of him that he's supposed to take an oath for to enforce the immigration policies and whatnot of the United States of America. And he's just not doing it. So time for him to go? Oh, yeah. Way past time. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back after the break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I shall return.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce. I'm the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jeff in Sarasota, and tomorrow being Thursday, you'll get an opportunity, you folks down there in Sarasota, to meet him as we have our very last lunch at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon Fruit Farms. It'll be the last time we'll be there, the Captain's Club. Somebody posted a picture and tagged me on it yesterday showing me their last Captain's Club, which was pretty interesting to see. And granted, I appreciate all the things that Mixon's has done for us, you, me, and everybody else out there. And it's going to be a bittersweet end to a tremendous ride down there with those people. I know they've been in business forever. They're going to retire and go on to something different. Dean, of course, and Janet, we love them very much. And we're going to have a singing of Auld Lang Syne. We're going to make it a special day for them and for everybody that shows up tomorrow down there at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. I'll be there at 11 o'clock. I'll be there till about 1, maybe 1:30. We'll see. We're going to take a big group picture out in front for posterity, and it'll be there for everybody to see. We'll post it and whatnot, but great people, and we really appreciate it. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I have been taking for a number of years, 13 to be exact. It's part of my daily regimen, and I take it with my morning meal, whatever it is. If I get up early in the morning and I have breakfast, so be it. Sometimes I leave the radio station, go have breakfast with some of my pals, and that's when I take the Relief Factor. If not, I wait until I get up, whatever time that is. Could be noontime, could be 10, 11, whatever, and then I take it then with the meal that I have. But you need to take it with food to make it work right, especially in the morning. Now, the ingredients that are in it are all natural. It's 100% drug-free. There are no narcotics in this, and it works. By the way, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 is what's in it. And that goes straight to the source of the problem, alleviating the pain, the discomfort that you got. It's really something that works, or you wouldn't hear me talking about it so much here on the program. And I want people that have been in pain to get out of pain and get out of the suffering, get out of the swelling that they've had. This is something that will help you. It's $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Yep, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. You get it by going to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And then when you get your monthly supply, you can order it either in a one-month or a two-month supply. You save a little bit of money if you order the bigger supply. And it's all good. It's all good. Relieffactor.com/captain, because Kyle Warren will say,
all you have to lose is pain.
There he is. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. Relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try. You'll be glad you did. Well, Mr. Kyle, belief in God and angels has now reached an all-time low amongst Americans, in particular, the woke generation.
Well, this is always a very sort of sad kind of thing to hear. Because, of course, the United States typically has been a very religious nation, very religious people, and we've seen great things, right, throughout our history. But, of course, in some of the modern era now, these modern last 20, 30 years or so, we have seen some marked decreases in the fact that people attend church or they say that they believe in God and so forth. And it's really kind of sad because, you know, people can believe what they want, but unfortunately they have been sort of directed away from, you know, traditional beliefs, which is kind of sad, because you want people to know God, you want them to rely on Him, to realize His love for them, these kinds of things. And it's you know, in the end, I think we'll find things might change a little bit.
Well, the woke people, their God is their government. That's their God. And some of the younger some of the younger people are starting to realize what's going on, as is witnessed by Charlie Kirk and his group of young people that seems to be growing by leaps and bounds, and that's something. But I'll tell you, I can personally attest to the power of prayer. Well, what's happened to me over the past several months, I can personally attest to it. Because I was on the way out, not in, out, and it was prayer that turned everything around, and the remarkable medical staff that I had that was there helping me. And I know that was part of it, the power of prayer.
Absolutely. And Captain, I remember, you know, people would call in and they'd say they were praying for you, and they'd tell me personally they were praying for you. This it really is something. And I'm so glad that you mentioned it. And of course, a lot of people on the left, you know, they want to
eradicate. They can't stand it.
No, they can't, but they try to eradicate God or the Lord out of our society. But, you know, God says in His Word that He's going to send out His Word, and it's not going to return to Him void. He always has the last say.
Now, I'm going to do Wally a favor. Wally just sent me a message, and he said, I can't drive and never got my captain's club. Well, Wally, call up Mixon's Groveside Cafe, Mixon's Fruit Farm, ask to speak to somebody in the store, and order one and have them send it to you, because they've got the little, they send ice cream out of down there. They pack it in a little container that's, you know, that it won't melt, and away it comes. So there you go, Wally. What do you think?
I think that's really something, Captain, and I hope he does avail himself of that. He just put in the chat room again as well. He said, you got a lot of people praying for you, Captain.
Right.
And Wally's right. And he was one of them, too. And we know that for sure.
Right. And we got our friend James up there in Georgia starting out this morning saying, amen, brother. Good morning. Well, good morning to you, James. We appreciate the kind words and the messages you send us. And he does. He told us the other day about that detour up there, where they had the wreck, and we got that out there right away, up there in Valdosta.
That's right. I remember. Yeah.
Yep. Now, let's get into something different here. Biden has been accused of using a new act to bribe pro-gun states to pass gun laws. What is he doing now? And we're going to talk to Mark Walters about this when he comes on, too.
That's exactly right. Yeah, Mark Walters will come on in hour number four, and we definitely are going to be asking him about this. According to this, you've got Republican lawmakers. They're arguing President Joe Biden is unconstitutionally using a new gun law called the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act to actually bribe, basically, states that are pro-gun in order to passing a bunch of new gun laws. And, of course, everything that happens, and when these tragedies happen, Captain, these terrible acts of aggression, the Biden administration is there literally within 5 minutes in order to start pushing gun control or banning weapons and things like that, and seemingly just dropping the ball on the idea that, you know, you're supposed to stop the bad guys, not make the good guys not be able to defend themselves. I think they realize what they're doing, but they just think this is their strategy to incrementally destroy the Second Amendment.
Now, yesterday, Ron DeSantis was unhurt in a car accident in Tennessee while traveling to one of his presidential campaign events. But he also cut his presidential staff by some two dozen, by one-third of the people that were working for him that was being paid. He's in trouble. And like I told you, if he doesn't win one or two of the first three primaries, I believe he's out.
Well, it's hard to see the path forward for Governor DeSantis.
Yep.
He got into the race with the expectation that Donald Trump was getting ready to fizzle out either on his own by saying something or because of the indictments and the effect that that might have. I think it was a strategic decision to say, look, I want to get in this race and let's see if the road clears here. But that's obviously not happening at this point. So Governor DeSantis either may do some soul searching on this, or he may have to really retool his message, because you would think that his message would resonate very resoundingly with many conservatives, but he's just not able to get out of the shadow of the Trump candidacy at this point. Now, just real briefly, Captain, a lot of this may turn on whether or not President Trump shows up at the first GOP debate, which is in less than about 4 weeks, I think.
Well, here's the thing. We keep hearing that he's not going to, and they're trying to get him to show up. Obviously, all the people that are down there, and especially Chris Christie. Chris Christie wants the opportunity to be able to just lambaste Donald Trump and make himself into the fool that he really is, because Chris Christie is not going to go anywhere, and I don't care how many names he calls Donald Trump. It's not going to work. He's dead in the water, that guy.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Trump does show up or not. That's what we're waiting for, yeah.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back. Bottom of the hour break here on the Captain America Third Watch. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Wednesday morning edition underway.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA News Update. President Biden is pushing insurers to improve access to mental health care for Americans.
Mental health care is health care. It's essential to people's well-being and their ability to lead a full and productive life.
Biden announced a proposed rule today to strengthen requirements so health insurers cover behavioral health at the same level as physical health. UPS and Teamsters are avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. A strike by UPS would have been the largest in U.S. history. Ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. The blistering heat wave that's been hitting the southwest for weeks, now expanding toward the middle of the country. It's likely to bring temperatures toward 100 degrees to several Midwest states this week, while the East Coast could see its hottest weather of the summer. High temperatures remain in the forecast in states like California, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Alrighty, and don't forget, if you're coming into Florida and you've got problems, maybe your legs are swollen, maybe you've got aches or pains in your feet or your knees, anything down below your calf, you need to, and you're not getting anywhere, because a lot of people are just blowing smoke at you. You need to give them a call at 727-896-4615, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and let them take a look at you and see what they can do, because they can give you advice to where to go to see in the local area you live in, or if you're from around the area, you can do it that way, but you might be surprised at what you hear and what they're able to determine, because they're really, really, really extremely good at what they do. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, phone number 727-896-4615. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
The Education Department, something that I think we need to get rid of, Department of Education at the federal level, has opened an investigation into Harvard's legacy admissions. Now, we heard about that when the Supreme Court made their decision, and Harvard pretty much said, nope, 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 we're not going to do that.
Well, that's right. Evidently, the department has now notified this institution, basically, that, you know, it's got this investigation going on. I think it tracks into the preferential treatment of children of alumni, and also, of course, bringing more scrutiny because of the Supreme Court decision last month about these college admissions. So this is going to be another very interesting thing to see where this all goes, because most people want to have a meritorious sort of admission system and not something based on any kind of race or those other kinds of factors.
Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is kind of like the odd person out, he's not a politician. He is a very smart business person. I happen to like the way he's conducting his campaign. I just don't think that he's presidential material, but he certainly could be a cabinet member, something to do with business, something to do with perhaps commerce or something like that. I think he's very sharp in that respect. Now, that being said, his numbers are starting to tick up right now. He's starting to get better numbers across the countryside and all the different polls, and he's actually snuck up on Ron DeSantis, and in a couple of places he's right even with him or maybe very close to going past him.
Well, that's right. It looks like, according to one of these, this Harvard Caps Harris poll that was released on Monday, 52%, I think, when it went for Trump, 12% said DeSantis, 10% said Ramaswamy. It looks like Trump lost some 7 percentage points. Ramaswamy, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, I'm really trying.
Ravi.
That's right. Well, he gained 8 points compared to the most recent survey that was sent out before Monday. So, yeah, he's got some movement in the polls. Now, he's also out there, you know, shaking hands. He's doing all kinds of things that you expect a candidate to do who really wants it. In other words, there has to be a fire in the belly to do this. And he, at least up to this point, he's demonstrated that he's in it to win it, you know, regardless of the being a long shot at this point.
Well, again, I think he's the perfect material to do something at a cabinet position in the event that he, our party wins, that is, and he would definitely be good for that. Okay, let's go to the telephone line. I think I know who this is. Is this Mary in St. Pete?
Yes, good morning. Would you remember when, I think it was the actress Lori Loughlin or whatever, whoever tried to get her kids into the California, I guess Southern University, by paying money, and the outrage that was versus people trying to get into Harvard based on, I guess, skin color or connections with alumni. So I was just kind of thinking about how much outrage that generated from someone trying to pay money versus something else other that's going on that people just kind of don't really see.
Well, money is part of what goes on when you go to an Ivy League school. They're very expensive, but they also have where they take the minorities that may have a lower score than somebody that does have the money, that's trying to use that money, that influence, to get in some of the white families and whatnot. And that's what that's all about.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Yep. Okay. Yeah, she's got the right track there. Yep.
Well, she sure does. And, of course, college admissions,
you know, there are a lot of factors that go into it. I think one of the sad stories are, Captain, that you have kids who are working really hard. They get an amazing GPA, you know, greater than a 4.0. On paper, they've got all this stuff going for their academics, but yet somehow they lose out to somebody else because of race, for example. And of course, there are other factors that go into this. And I do think there's a way to balance all of this so that you do have a diverse community. But at the same time, because these colleges are going to look at, you know, things that you've done in your community, things you've overcome in your life. Everybody's story is unique. And I still think they can balance all of this out. But strictly having quotas for things like race, I think the American people are not supporting.
Well, speaking from personal experience in the fire service, when they started doing that, and by the way, it used to be however you scored on your tests when you were taking the next level promotion up is how you got promoted, right? Makes sense, right?
Right. Right.
Well, they went into the diversity thing and they had to have so many blacks and so many Orientals and so many whatever because of the policies that were instituted. So some of us that had higher scores, I was one of them, got passed over for promotion and we stayed where we were at. Well, that was okay until one of the promotions they gave to somebody that got promoted to chief, and that person managed to have an incident where his direct actions and his direct commands cost the life of a firefighter and a civilian. That ended it right there. That ended it. End of story. Goodbye. See ya.
That's a very powerful story. And, of course,
and
what's
true.
The answer?
Mm-hmm.
I know, of course it is, but the answer to, you know, race-based, any kind of race-based quota system and this kind of thing is really to create opportunity across the board in society. This is something, Captain, I think the left just doesn't want to get involved with because it takes away their power to be able to dictate things and also to call other people names like racist and things like that. But if we go with what really the promise of America is, it shouldn't matter what color you are. We should be promoting opportunity across the board.
Now, when I retired from the fire service, I was actually, my rank was captain, so I was a full-fledged fire captain. I was getting paid as a captain, but I was getting some bonus pay because of what happened with the attrition, thanks to the World Trade Center. I was actually temporarily made a battalion chief because of where I was at and what I was doing, but I was never, quote, a full-scale, full-time battalion chief. So when I retired, I was still a captain, but I was entitled to wear the rank of battalion chief. So it was something that I took with a great deal of honor, but I'll have to mention on the other side of the break. Actually, I'll have to mention it in the next hour, I guess. But anyway, my point is that This diversity and this sort of stuff, it didn't work before. It's not going to work now. Take the best qualified person and use them. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Keep dropping that plow, baling that hay, feeding them cows from the rooster crow till another long day is gone. Country on. Hey, big rig, keep clocking in miles, pulling that horn, making us smile, rolling that load down the road all night long. Country on. Hey, cowboy, keep slinging that rope, eating that dirt. Break a leg rodeo, but just don't break no bones. Country on. Head barkeep, I bought another brown. Keep the neon lit in this crazy town. Just pour a little more. Country on. Country on. Yeah. Country on. Hey, firemen, boys and girls in blue, we can sure use a lot more like you. You come running in anytime anything goes wrong. Country on.
Hey soldier, wherever you might be, hats off to keeping us free. All our thoughts and prayers till you get back home. Country on. Hey hometown, keep throwing that ball. Raise them outside, hang a fish on the wall. They only stay a little so long. So love them up strong, country on. I say hey, hey, USA. We ain't seen our better days. Hell no, hey y'all.
That is a great song all about America, and you know, Luke Bryan really gets it right with that one called Country On. It's a very patriotic song, and I had somebody say to me, how come you play stuff like that? How come you aren't playing XYZ or whatever? And I said, well, first of all, it's patriotic, and we need a little bit more flag waving in the times that we're going through right now. That's just my opinion, Kyle. Any thoughts?
Well, I think you're right about that.
All right. Well, let's let you take the weather. You don't have a lot of stuff out west, but you do have Phoenix is going to burn them up again today. And it looks like Las Vegas is going to have some heat. And then we got a fire warning up there where it's been so dry up in Idaho. People need to be really careful up there, as well as up in the Reno area, up there in Lake Tahoe and whatnot. Very dry up there. And I certainly wouldn't want to see some more fires because of all the smoke problems we've been having. But go ahead.
Well, that starts to cover it there, Captain. Of course, obviously in Phoenix right now, it looks like it's about 102 degrees. It's down a couple of degrees since last hour, but that's because it's the middle of the night right there right now. Tucson checking in at 89 degrees, and we do have that hot, dry weather, and it's going to be breezy as well up near Idaho Falls, Twin Falls as well. Yes, Lake Wind Advisory there in the Reno area as you're traveling out I-80 towards Winnemucca, and also, of course, in the Desert of Southern California, excessive heat warning continues there, and heat advisories traveling up the west coast there in California, up from Los Angeles, well, actually all the way from San Diego up to San Luis Obispo. So if you're coming up 101, definitely going to be in some of that heat as well. So be careful out there.
Now, over in the Midwest, we'll start with South Dakota because South Dakota came into the picture since the last hour. We're going to have a heat advisory in the south and the western central part of South Dakota, just a little strip there, maybe about 20, 30 miles wide, about 75 miles long north-south. But it'll be there, and it'll come down along I-90 and run for about 40 or 50 miles as well, way out east of Rapid City. So be advised of that. Now, down in Nebraska, the eastern part of Nebraska, starting with the north, up there around Sioux City, Iowa, and Lincoln, and over to Omaha, you're going to have temperatures in the 90s and heat indexes up over 100, but not as hot as it is out west. About half of the state, as you get further down, will be in that type of weather. As you get down into Kansas, half of Kansas over to Kansas City and on down to Oklahoma, and on down to Joplin, Missouri. By the way, all of Missouri is included in this high heat warning right now. The southern part of Iowa is included in it. Half of Illinois is included in it. About two-thirds of Indiana is back in it again. The western third of Ohio is in the heat warning. And the western third of Kentucky is in it. Tennessee isn't yet, but I suspect they will be because it's moving as we speak over in Arkansas, come over into part of Mississippi right now. Central Arkansas, Little Rock will be in a high heat advisory. And Oklahoma, it'll be Joplin to Tulsa to Oklahoma City, down south 35 all the way down to Dallas and Fort Worth, and then out west to Midland and on down towards San Antonio. So you'll have some very warm temperatures through there. Up into the lower part of Michigan tonight, looks like we're going to have some very warm temperatures there along I-90 and I-94 coming from the state line with Indiana over about maybe 100 miles or so. And then We've got the Schmutz Alert, a mini Schmutz Alert for Toledo over to Erie, Pennsylvania, along Lake Erie. Got a little bit of foul air also in the mountains of North Carolina, kind of unusual for that, but that's where it is, and also in the Piedmont section, and down north and just a little bit west of Atlanta as well. Now, heat advisories today. Philadelphia, Allentown, most of New Jersey, Long Island, southern New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Cape Cod, where the heat advisors will be over 100, actual temperatures in the 90s, and then way down in South Florida, Miami, south, not up to Lake Okeechobee where it's been, and West Palm and all that, but just Miami proper on down to the bottom of the Keys. You're going to have a high heat advisory there. So that's what we're looking at. Kyle, the pilot in Flying J, brings us the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Tell us about them real quick here, about 30 seconds.
Of course. Well, don't forget, folks, the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, they want to be your oasis out there on the road. Check them out. Check out the amenities. And, of course, you can find out all about the locations that they have for you all across the United States of America by going to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right. Now, we're going to go to the telephone line. And on the telephone right now, we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And, of course, on Facebook, you can find her as the Denise Simon Experience. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a big deal today as Hunter Biden is going to be apparently in court. But his lawyer screwed up and lied to the court clerk. That could come back to bite Hunter squarely in the butt.
You know, this woman called the clerk of the court.
Yep.
And represented herself as being from the Ways and Means Committee.
Right.
Telling them to ignore the amicus brief and evidence that the Ways and Means Committee had presented.
Yep.
This is really something that's unprecedented.
Yep.
And I would argue you should have them disbarred.
That's right. I agree. Mm-hmm.
This continues with the complete sleaze of what is happening with this law firm and what is happening, you know, with all things Biden. I mean, it's remarkable.
Yep.
We've gotten to the point where it just kind of doesn't matter. Breaking the law and fraud is legal in the United States. That's just where I'm seeing it. I mean, where we are as a country is disgusting.
Well, I'm not sure what's going to happen, but there are enough legal scholars that we've heard in the last 12 to 14 hours since this thing came out that are saying that this could upset the apple cart and ruin.
It should.
Yep. All right, well, hold that thought. And, Kyle, you hang on. Folks are coming right back with more. Denise Simon and Kyle Warren, right after the top of the hour news. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.